Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. We appreciate you tuning us in this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, trying to bring to you the Word of God that will effectively help you in your life, and especially if you want to go to heaven. I tell you, you've got to come to the Word of God. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We do need the Bible today in these days. So it's a joy to come every Sunday morning to where you're listening from. Trust it'll be a real blessing to your heart today. And we thank you for tuning us in, taking time out to tune in this morning. Now, we want to tell you this also, if you might want to tell other folks about it, that we are back on the website. Go to the 1180 AM Chattooga County Radio website and go down and click on Church News, and then scroll down and you see the Bible icon there. That's to be our broadcast. It will be available not only on Sunday morning, but throughout the week also. And anytime you want to listen to the Sunday broadcast, it will be there throughout the week. And so we urge you to tell folks about it. Some folks don't have radios that'll pick up, got family or friends in other areas that you want to listen to the broadcast that's got access to the internet. And we urge you to do that. So click on Church News after you go to the website of 1180 AM, Chattooga County Radio, and then click on Church News and scroll down to the Bible icon. You'll also find our pastor on there also, Brother Kevin Norton, that comes on at 8:30. And he also will have a website on there also, so where you can listen anytime. And we appreciate the station doing that for us. And I know some got interrupted for a few weeks there while they got this change made. But we're grateful for them for doing that, making it possible for you to listen on the web internet today. Anyone can listen anywhere, anytime. And so you tell your folks, your family, your friends, get them to tune in. And we urge you to be in contact with us. If you're listening from afar off and want to be in contact with us, then you feel free to do so. So it's just a joy to be here today, again, in the house of the broadcast, rather not the house of God, but the broadcast this morning, and just come to where you're at today, bringing to you the precious Word of the living God. He's alive. We celebrated last Sunday, Easter. I'm telling you, He's alive today, alive and well, seated at the right hand of the Father, already made the proclamation back over 2,000 years ago. So when He said, "It's finished," He paid the sin debt. Accumulated sins were done away with that piled up at Calvary through the confession and slaying of birds, goats and calves, and all those things, turtle doves pigeons rather, that would make that sacrifice possible. But I'm glad when Jesus went to Calvary, He did away with sin. And thank God in our lives today. By faith, we look to Him and confess our sin to God. He will forgive you of your sins. That's what He went to Calvary for this morning. When you come to God by faith in repentance, He will forgive you. When you confess your sin to God, you admit to God you're a sinner, you need Jesus in your heart and life, you turn to Him, and He will rescue you from this old world of sin. Oh, yeah, you have to live in it till you pass on to the other side. We have to contend with things every day. I battle with the sin that's all around us and in our flesh, but one day we're going to be delivered from all of that. But in the meantime, you can be saved, enjoy the Lord, and God will bless you if you'll just turn your heart to Him today. Well, I want to pray for you this morning. A lot of folks need prayer. Ask you to know the worth of prayer. Pray for our grandson. He's in Afghanistan, and there for three more months, and ask you to pray that God would protect Colby there on the battlefield, wherever he may be, and supplying the troops. So you pray for him, please, this morning. Joy to be here. Thank you for taking time this morning. Hope you're going to church now, being the house of God, being Sunday school and church throughout the day today. morning service, evening service. Boy, it's a blessing to get to go on Sunday night and Wednesday night. My, what a blessing it is to get to go to the house of God three times a week and then count in revivals or special events, whatever. I'm glad we can go to church. Amen. Some folks got so much God in them, they don't need to go but once a week. That's all they have to go. Just check in for an hour or so. And boy, they're filled up till the next time they go back. A week or so later, if they can make it then. But I'm glad the Lord has made it possible for us to have a place of worship. The Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, so much, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. The closer we get to the coming of the Lord, you're going to find out the more you need to be in the house of God, under the under-shepherd, letting him preach to you, fortify you, strengthen you, help you, and to face the battles you're facing every day. And thank God, it's joy to have church. So you come be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton, the pastor, preached to you the Word of God. And you come to be and be with us at 10 o'clock Sunday school. Amen. Worship at 10:45. Back tonight at 6 o'clock and then 7 on Wednesday. We urge you to come and be with us throughout the day today. I believe you'll be blessed of God if you'll do so this morning. Father in heaven, thank you this morning for listening to us. Thank you for cleansing us from our sins and our faults and our failures, Lord. And we thank you for answers to prayer and how good you've been. The grace of God has always been there. For every need we've ever had, God, you've always been there for us. And you said you'd never leave us, you'd never forsake us, and you've proven that to be true. I'm glad, Lord, this morning you're God. As folks need help this morning, Lord, in Radio Land, some folks are lost today without Jesus, I pray you'd convict that heart this morning. They turn by faith to the Savior and be saved. And some listening this morning to the will of God, they're away from you, Lord. They've wandered off. They've been saved, but yet they have become ensnared with the affairs of this life and the world around us, and they fail to follow through on what they ought to do for the Lord. I pray, God, and I remind them this morning, Lord, if you did say if we confess our sins, you would forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I pray you draw back those, Lord, that's away from you, walking afar off this morning. And, Lord, those that are going through trials and fiery trials of their faith this morning, some being tried on the job, at school, in different places, mockery and making fun. But, oh, God, strengthen them. Help them to be a witness of your grace. And, Lord, those that are shut in this morning, we ask you, God, to touch those and help those today as they look to you for strength daily that they stand in need of. Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you for help and grace and all you've done for us. We'll praise you for that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a real blessing to you today. And one day we're going to get to see him. We're going to get to crown him king. You listen as she sings.
The trumpet has sounded and time.
Amen. Well, I'm glad he's going to get crowned one day. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's God to the glory of God the Father. I'm glad Jesus is real. He's alive and well today. I hope you're enjoying his presence this morning. All right, we're going to have another song before we go into the Word of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 this morning. And have another song now. Hope it be a blessing to you. My Savior's alive. I'm going to make it all the way home, praise God, this morning. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 this morning. I want to read some scripture, bring to you what the Lord's placed on our heart today for the broadcast time this morning. For the love of Christ, verse 14, 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. Now, I want to use these phrases this morning in this particular verses today for the message today. In verse 14, the Bible said, for the love of Christ constraineth us. I want to preach on today on the results of the love of Christ. My, what love. The Bible said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life as for his friends. And Jesus went on to say, I'm your friend. I'm glad Jesus laid his life down so we could have the life that we have today. But here he's talking about the love of Christ. And that love of Christ constraineth us. It puts us in a mode of obedience and the allegiance that we have toward God for taking our sins away and rescuing us from the depths of despair that we were in. There's constraint there. We want to serve Him. We love Him and want to serve Him today. So I want to just look at these few thoughts here in these verses today for just a few minutes and try to preach to you what God has laid on our heart today. That we found the reason for His love. The reason for His love. The Bible said that we're all dead because of His love. We know because His love was there. It was there because that we were all dead in trespasses and in sins. Now, I know folk don't like to confess that. They don't like to come to God as infinite and as righteous as He is and confess to Him that they're dead in trespasses and in sins. Now, folk have got pride. They don't want to come to God because of their pride. They don't want to bow the knee before Him by whom are all things, but yet they walk on in their pride and they refuse to bow. But the Bible said we're all dead because His love is there, shows us that we were all dead. He loves unregenerate sinners. Now, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We are unregenerate without the love of God. There's got to be the rescue of the precious blood of Jesus Christ by faith in Him, and will rescue you from your life of sin and sorrow. Get rid of that pride. Bow the knee before God. And that's what the love of God constrains us. And it's there because we're dead without Christ. Everybody's a sinner without Christ, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So quit getting on your pride today and confess to God that you are a sinner, that you do need Jesus in your life. You do need cleansing from your unregenerate ways. And now the Bible said, we're dead in trespasses and in sin. So the reason for His love is because we're just simply dead in trespasses and in sin. That's the reason He loved us. I hope you see that fact this morning. Jesus would not have died on the cross if you hadn't have been dead. If I hadn't have been dead in trespasses and sins, He wouldn't have died on the cross. If all mankind was not dead in trespasses and sin, He would not have went to Calvary. But He went to Calvary because you and I were dead in trespasses and in sin. You need a Savior this morning. You need to be born again. I'm not talking about joining the church and doing good by your neighbors, and you ought to do those things. But I'm talking about you must be born again. There's got to be a change in your life brought about by the blood of Jesus Christ, by faith in Him, and He will change you this morning. That's a point just a little bit later on. But you see, there's the reason of His love, because we're just simply dead in trespasses and sin. The reason of His love is the results of His love is that we live unto Him. We live unto Him. The Bible said there in verses 15, and that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. And so what was the result of that love? We live unto Him. We don't live unto ourselves any longer, not to ourselves, not to fulfill the lust of the flesh and of the mind and all these things, and follow the flesh and the world and the things that are all out there that's getting you in trouble every day. That we're not to live unto ourselves. So what do you think about living? You live unto Christ, amen, which loved us and gave Himself for us. Live unto him. Don't live to yourself this morning. There's somebody bigger than you are. There's somebody greater than you are. There's somebody with something a whole lot better than what you have. You live unto him. And so what's the love of Christ? That's why it constrains us to live unto him, to please him. Hey, he rescued us from a devil's hell. He reached down in the muck and the mire of the sin that you're in. You're walking in the lust of your flesh and of the mind, were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And he reached down in that horrible pit and rescued you and picked you up and put your feet on solid rock. You're not to live unto yourselves any longer, but the love of Christ constrains us to live unto him. What we do, it do it for the glory of God. I assure you, it'll be worth it in this life, and not only in this life, but in the world to come. When you stand before the Lord, live unto Christ. Amen. Just like he's right there with you, just like he's right beside you. And he is. He's in you if you're saved, and you're to live unto him. And so that's what the results of the love of Christ is. It behooves us and constrains us to live unto him this morning. Well, and you know, verse 16 tells us the result of the love of Christ also is that we do not see just a man. The world looks on the man Christ Jesus, and they see him as a man. Some would say he was a good teacher. Some would say he was a prophet, but oh, he was more than that. He was the Son of the living God, the only begotten Son of God this morning. And so the Bible said there in verses 16, wherefore henceforth know we no more, no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. It's not just Christ in the flesh, but he's Christ. He's God to the glory of God the Father. So the results of that love of Christ, we don't just see him as a man. We could stand with the world today and say he was a good teacher and admit that he was a good man. We could stand there and admit that all day long, but you got to recognize more than that. He's not just a man this morning, but he's Christ. To the glory of God the Father, I thank God for Jesus this morning. And so the results of that love, we don't just see him as just a man, but we see him as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, all three in one. And what does it do for us, the love of Christ? What does it do for us? Well, it puts us in Christ. Amen. Verse 17, the Bible said, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, amen, he puts us in Christ. I thank God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's in us. We're in him. We're just one. Amen. I thank God, when you got born again, you become one with Jesus Christ. And I thank God for that relationship this morning. Would to God we could recognize more every day that he's right there with us, in us, working through us every day, and you're to serve him. Don't serve ourselves. Don't live to ourselves, but live unto Jesus Christ and do the will of God in your life. Not what you want to do, but what he wants you to do. There's joy in serving the Lord. Amen. And so listen to the love of Christ. What does it do for us? And it puts us in Christ. Secondly, it makes us a new creature, the Bible said. And the second part of verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creature. Now listen, if I look at you and if I become acquainted with you, I'm just supposed to be able to discern if you belong to God or not. Amen. Are you a new creature this morning? Are you just simply living for the flesh? Has Jesus Christ come in you? Have the hope of glory today? Are you living to him? You a new creature? Aren't you different from what you used to be? Has there been a change in your life this morning? Oh, some of you say, well, it doesn't matter what I do, if I'm a child of God, or if I've joined the church, if I claim to be saved, I do whatever I want to do and just get away with it. Well, first of all, that's a lie. Amen. You will not get away with sin. And secondly, you better check up on whether you're saved or not, because you've got that attitude, something's wrong in your heart. And listen, the Bible said if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. The Bible said a new creature, things become new. Oh, when you got born again, when you get saved by God's grace, things become new. And brother, all of a sudden the world looks differently. The people look differently. Amen. Those hypocrites you used to point out all the time, when you get saved by God's grace, there's not many as you thought there was, and you don't even worry about them anymore because of your relationship to Jesus Christ. And so listen, my friend, and the Bible said that love of Christ puts us in Christ and it makes us a new creature. Then notice something else. It makes us lose interest in the old things in this world. And the Bible said in the last part of verse 17 there, he said, and behold, all things are become new, and all old things are passed away. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. Amen. Your love for those things are gone, and my friend, and that listen, every once in a while, the flesh will spring up and conjure up those old sins and desires that you used to have before you got saved, and then when you get born again, you're a new creature in Christ, and old things are passed away. Those things no longer hold the interest that you used to have for those things. And my friend, today you want to serve God instead of walking in sin. Old things are passed away. And some would say, well, I just can't help it. Oh, yes, you can. The Bible said the Holy Ghost lives in us, and He teaches us and guides us daily. We got the Word of God we can go to. We got the prayer life that we can have before God. The reason you're giving in to sin this morning is because you're simply neglecting your prayer life. You're neglecting the Word of God. You're neglecting your church life. How do you think you can live as good at the house as you can in the house of God? That's not true. And I know shut-ins have got a special exemption there because they can't go. And when they can't go, God provides for them the blessings of life for them. But my friend, listen, if you can go, if you can go anywhere, and you can go to the house of God, amen. And so listen, there's a love for His house. And when you get away from those things, and that you begin to feed the flesh again, and pretty soon you're right back at that old stinking world that you used to be, and God's chastising you, and He's whipping you for what you are doing to His grace and His glory. Well, I gotta hurry up. Listen, had to lose interest in the things of the old things. And last of all, it opens up a new world. Behold, have the Bible said there, behold, behold, open up a new world. Things you never knew about, joy you never experienced before. Oh, you laid around in sin, and you reveled in sin, and you enjoyed the pleasures of sin, but every one of them was just for a season. But all of a sudden, behold, all things are become new. Thank God for the presence of the Lord in your life after you're saved by God's grace. Well, our time's gone this morning. Listen, my friend, the love of God constrains us. The love of Christ constrains us this morning and puts us in Him. May God bless you until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.